Welcome back to our channel. It is Lori
and Michelle. And if you're watching us on YouTube, hello. And if you're listening over on the Lori and Michelle Show podcast, hello and welcome. We truly appreciate you being here. In today's episode video, we are going to be talking about food and body image. There's a section in Matthew chapter 6 where Jesus tells us not to worry about our food and our bodies. And so we're going to dive a little bit more into that today. So if that sounds good, stay tuned. And if you enjoyed today's video, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. The like means so much to Michelle and I. If you're new to us, make sure you subscribe to our channel here on YouTube or to our podcast. We really appreciate the support. And if you enjoyed the podcast episode, if you head over to Apple to leave us a review, that would be very appreciated as well.
Yes,
it really means a lot to us. We love you guys so much. And we are excited to dive in today's video.
Open up your Bibles.
So we've been talking about the book of Matthew in the previous videos we've done, talking a lot about chapter 5 with you all. Now continuing on, moving to chapter 6. Jesus just ended with, again, we talked about loving your enemies and what that really means. So moving after that, so after he talks about loving your enemies, he moves on to giving to the needy, talking about prayer, the importance of prayer and to fasting, which are all really great things. Michelle and I aren't going to go too much heavy into those topics here. We have our individual Bible study program called Live Faithfully, where we go much deeper, much heavier into all of these things. I told you what Michelle and I really felt called to share with you all was a lot about the worrying part. So jumping over to verse 25 is really what we're going to hang out a lot in this area.
If you don't know our story, Lori and I came from girls that were heavily obsessed with exercise and our body image. We had the mindset, well, we gotta go burn off what we ate. We were binge eaters. We actually call ourselves closet binge eaters because we ate clean to the world, but behind closed doors, we picked out on not such healthy things. And so we just felt like we know there's other women out there, especially if you've been following Lori and I for a while, you have been aware of our story. And so just seeing here even the Bible, how Jesus knew, worry around food, worry about your body is something that a lot of people deal with. And of course, we feel it's grown and evolved with the way the world is today.
So one quick, before we get into all that, I just kind of want to give you again like a context. Remember when Jesus was speaking to all this, even though he's not here technically to this day teaching this, I still feel like all what he's teaching and all this Sermon on the Mount is still very things that are very true to this day. When saying God's name in vain, talking about revenge and loving your enemy. I really try to put myself, and I say this a lot, Michelle's individual Bible says, we really try to encourage ourselves and to our clients to encourage yourself, act like you're there in that moment and like Jesus is sitting there on that mount talking to you and you're part of this. But I also just want a high level view, like what else, like other key things about chapter 6 is a lot of it is about our relationship to the Heavenly Father. Talking about the needing to the give and the fasting and the praying, all of those things is do things in privately, do things to see that your Father sees it. So it's all things that he wants you to do, other things he wants you to do to have a relationship with him. And so Jesus was going into all that, leaving the incredible Lord's Prayer that all of us know, incredible fascination, Michelle and I, when we dug deeper into the meaning of why Jesus said that. Amazing stuff, all about, again, reminding people to who God is and building up his reputation again. But moving then after that, he moves down in here to talking about your money and your possessions and where's your eyes at, the unearthly things or the spiritual things. And then he goes into even deeper of what he's meaning by all that about your worries in life. And so obviously times back then were different than times now in terms of, especially here in America, God has given all of us so much abundance in our choices now with our food. But I still feel like it's relevant to today.
And also looking, as Lori said, like those about prayer and giving and fasting are all things about, again, forming a relationship with the Lord. And what are some things that get in the way with that relationship? Money, success, body image, food, clothing, all things that then Jesus told me. He goes in how important it is to build this intimate relationship. But then he goes, I know humans are going to suffer with putting maybe status and wealth and money more important. And this is when Lord and I were reading through these verses and we're doing it on reflecting on our own life. We were like, wow, we realized we were not only idolizing our success, but we also were putting food and our body as an idol to attain. So let's dive into the actual verse verses here, then, and again, making sure you sit and reflect on your own life and what Jesus is speaking to you on your heart of portraying.
All right, so verse 25. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And we'll stop it there.
And Maya says, therefore I tell you, and that's a lot of how Jesus' things we mentioned in the chapter 5, like he was always clarifying again
what
they are.
You've heard this.
But also tying in, therefore I tell you, again, what we just were saying before this, he was telling all these important things to do to help you build a relationship, and then he ended the one before this about storing up possessions and money, putting it here.
Because remember also too, I feel like why he says, therefore I tell you this, this is what I tell you, because remember, those again, our thoughts and our words.
Yeah, that's actually what it says, and still in chapter 6, verse 8, don't be like them, because your Father knows the things you need before you ask him, which is, like I said, we're not going to get too much in prayer. People are like, well, then why pray? He already knows. We learned that is why you pray. We won't get into that much here, but going back until my translation says it is, and the title, like each Bible, they kind of like have a little title. Mine says the cure for anxiety. So again, I feel like this worry and anxiety is definitely relevant
today.
And heavy.
And we're
going to
go deeper into what we feel like currently that is.
Yeah. So therefore I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat. So again, do not worry about what you will eat, to take that in, or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? And well, I don't need to read the rest of it. It's pretty similar to what Lori said.
I just love the wording that Jesus used there, and also then the analogy that he used to describe it. Look at the birds. And it's hit me harder. Like, look at the birds. And where are we ranked compared to birds? If you kind of look about it, us humans, we're higher than birds, right? Because God created us in his image. And birds don't have the spirit. We have a spirit. And so I just love how he brought that in to kind of like, you know, get his point.
Well, that's how Jesus always was. He always gave a point, and then he always like used something else to kind of
like hone it in more. Like,
go a little
deeper. I really need you to understand
so
this.
So obviously back, taking this into account, like, do not worry about what you eat or drink and what you're wearing. Obviously, that's also relating to, like, for we know there's people still today, as it was back then, there are people who truly are worried about, how am I going to get food on the table for my family? How am I going to pay my bills? I have nothing to wear, or I can't get new shoes, or whatever it is. Like, so I think there, that worry also is apparent here, but I also think it's also, do not worry so much about what you're eating, what you're drinking, what you're wearing, and things like that, and what your body looks like, because it goes back into, if you make that, this is what Lauren and I realized in our own conviction through the Holy Spirit helped us bring this around. It's like, oh, wow, we were doing that, and the Holy Spirit, you know, led us to a place of peace and healing, and that's what we've been sharing over the years, and just even more gratitude I have for the word to help us through these times. And we just also are sharing this because if you were in the midst of it, to really turn to God for it. But
do better than what we did. Yeah. Because Michelle and I, when we were going through all of our food issues and body image issues, we weren't reading the Bible. We would call out to God and talk to God because, again, we grew up Christians. We knew of God. We believed in God and Jesus.
Like, prayer life was still something in
our
life.
But so many things in the Bible, like you would hear of, but you didn't really know and didn't really understand fully. And I feel like this is one of them. Like, Michelle and I back then looking back, reflecting back on our life, how much we worried and stressed over and became so obsessive over what we ate, what we didn't eat, how much we burned at the gym, how much we worked out, what type of workout we did that day. And stuff like that, I feel like we didn't really know this part of the Bible that Jesus was teaching here, like, because this wasn't one that was really taught to us that much. You didn't really hear too many pastors walking around talking about this point that much.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't really ingrained in us. And so it was just really, I thought, powerful coming back this time around. We're already working through some of those issues. It does show the grace of God through Michelle and I's story, that he was still with Michelle and I through all of that.
Oh, totally. And I definitely reflecting back. I was actually, as we were down there having our coffee and stuff, I was just like reminding, like reflecting on this before we come to share our thoughts. And I was like, well, God was directing our steps back then. We may not have been consciously aware, but also we hope our story shows how God works differently in everybody's life. Because we've also heard people's stories where they did turn to God and their food struggles and helped them get them out. And we're, our story was how God was, even though you may not feel like it, so it's for the people who you don't feel like God is there. He is there. You'll be able to reflect back like, wow, his hand was with me. But going into this is like, I think it kind of ties into the one above about putting, serving God and money. The same thing can come to food. When I realized we were idolizing, in a sense, worshiping so much about what our image should look like and everything that entails. So that goes from exercise, that goes to food. So our world makes it so easy to have those obsessions. And that's one of the biggest things, Lord, and I just want to share with you guys. It's not saying that you can't, you still need to take care of yourself. You still need to like be aware of certain things, but it's the idea of the obsession, which has been Lloyd and I's whole kind of message over the many years. And here again, really coming apparent, we feel like, wow, God, that is why you made us go through everything we did, because now we can have that story and experience to help other people.
Well, not so much, like to be obsessed. We can have the compassion now to somebody else who's going through food issues or body image issues. Like, oh, we did that too. Mm-hmm. And so, but I love how he again ends out verse again, going into verses 26 and 27 in the, aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Again, referring to the birds. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And I just wrote in my Bible, to remind myself, your life is more than the food and the clothes you have. And I think that's what Jesus is getting. Aren't you far more valuable to God
than the
birds? And he feeds the birds. The birds find food. And here you are worrying about food, but you're more valuable to God because you're his child. And that stung me. Like, oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, this is all like what our awareness came through. So again, we're not trying to make anyone feel bad if you're in a real struggle with food, because we know
it's real. The struggle is real.
Yeah, and we're sharing this because we understand, but also we're sharing this to give you hope that God says here, do not worry.
So again, what is that? Going back to the previous, go to God. We encourage you to turn to God.
And that's why in the Lord's Prayer, verse 11, give us our daily bread. So he wants you to go to him in prayer about it. Mm-hmm. So I wrote my Bible is, remember to turn my worry into worship and turn my troubles into trust. And I wrote again, this is why we pray. Even though he knows that it's for us, right? It's for us to come to God and be like, God, you know, I'm struggling with food. I notice I'm still obsessing over my body. Help me. And you just stay rooted in him. So how many of us, again, put so much value and worth and focus and intention on our bodies, from food to exercise to clothing to makeup to just what you look like? And so it's not saying again, like, Lori and I still value what we look like. We still want to take care of ourselves because we realize that's also a way to honor and worship God, because you lazy is just as being just as bad as you being obsessed. Like it's always this nice balance. I just remind you that you're not alone in this. Pretty much everyone, some of us maybe don't have food issues as much, but there's other issues. If you're still struggling with your food and body, we just share this to remind you, just go to this passage, read over it over and over and reflect and talk to God about it. Okay, God, I understand this, but I do worry. Mm-hmm. Help me to not worry. You tell me not to worry. You tell me that I'm more valuable than birds that you naturally take care of. Like, talk to him about it. That's also, I feel, again, something Lori and I, we did in our past, talk to God about this, but we realized, oh, wow, we're still having struggles. Because Satan still had a hold on us. Because one thing too about the way of the world that I just made a little note here that I want to make sure I get across is that Satan makes us focus on our problems, our situation, and our needs. But we have to remember who our God is. And I think that's also what Jesus brought up here, to remember that our God up in heaven, who was holier than us. Like, so I think we have to remember that the reason why we worry and stuff down here is, again, is anything to keep us what we said at the beginning. Our relationship with God to be broken, and you know, sins keep us separated from God. Worries keep us separated from God. So we have to remember that when we come to worry, Jesus also talked about, because he knows it's going to happen, but he wants us to remind ourselves.
Remember, he's holding us too, as Christians, at higher standards. So he's reminding us here, hey, when you believe in me, you do not need to worry.
Right. So that's what I meant too. It's like nothing is too big for God. Like, really sit with that. Like, remember, it seems to us impossible. Yeah. But that's why we go to prayer, and why we do things privately with God. We pray, we fast and privately with God. We beware of where our focus and heart is in. Like, what are we truly seeing?
Reminder, like he said, reminding us, like, God takes care of the birds, he takes care of the animals. So he's going to take care of us too. So really focusing on when you start to worry, you know, I hope that this passage comes up into your mind more often. Oh yeah, Jesus told me God's taking care of it all. He can take care of my daily needs, and then turn to thanking God for always taking care of your needs and thanking him. for taking this worry away from you. I just find that just a beautiful message to really, again, kind of, where are you focusing? And I also just remember, like, when Adam and Eve sinned, that's when the enemy, the devil, came in, and so our eyesight, our human eyesight, has been blinded or corrupted in so many ways, and then the food and diet industry has just swarmed that even more and magnified what is beauty, what is health, and I think it's changed so much over the years.
Because again, this cultural, like, we grew up seeing people in the magazines, and I remember in college and stuff, when I strived, we tried our best to eat, like, all these protein bars and protein shakes. We did diet pills, everything, like, to look a certain way. And I love how up here in verse 22, it says, the eye is the lamp of the body. And what I wrote with next to that in my Bible is, what you see affects you. And probably you can relate in your own life how what you've seen in the world has affected you. And going back into chapter 4, how he tells we can't live off bread alone. And that's, I think, also ties into this. Yeah. Like, to not worry about that stuff, because God, we have an amazing big God. To keep coming to him for our spiritual needs first, and then all of our physical needs. And guys, I tell you, this is a daily reminder to ourselves.
Yeah, because I told you, because the world that we live in, the diet industry, the health industry is so powerful now, so big in terms of here on earth. Of course, God is more powerful, but the idea is that it has captivated us humans so hard here on earth that our eyes have been blinded to what really is important, where is our focus. Is it on the earthly desires because of the diet industry makes you so focused on this versus our spiritual desires and what really matters? And so I think that's what Jesus, and even before when he's talking about the money and possessions, where are you holding up your earthly treasures? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's always, just, again, as Christians, as believers, we are held at a higher standard to not do this, to not worry about the clothes you're really eating, the food you're eating and the clothes you're wearing, because that's not the biggest priority. Mm-hmm. And so it just a little bit.
Just check-ins. Again, we're truly speaking from personal experience, and something I said we still have to remind ourselves of daily. But we hope this gave you a little bit of hope, or at least a scripture to go to when you catch yourself worrying about your body, worrying about your food, worrying about whatever it is for you in your current life. It could not even be related to food and body. Just know that God is reminding us here. Jesus knew exactly we're going to suffer from this, and he gives us the hope here to remember our God is big and we turn to him.
Diving deeper into the rest of this beautiful message from Jesus, going on to verse 28, and why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? And we'll stop it there before we dive into the other juicier stuff from Jesus. So here I just highlighted again, if God cares for the flowers, he's certainly going to care for me. And I just wrote,
like, we're his children.
I wrote, like, you are important to God. He is concerned for you. And I think this is also a great reminder. Jesus is reminding us of the character of God, of who God is. He is a God of provision. He God that provides. So I wrote, this is also showing his character. He is a God that provides. And Jesus is reminding all of us of that. Hey, he provides for the birds and the flowers. He's going to provide for you as well, because you, does he not care for you? He cares for you more because he created you.
About how the enemy likes to come in and makes you focus just on your problems and your situations, because that makes you feel consumed up with that and less focused on God. And I think this also is tying in a great example to where Jesus is aware of that, and so he's reminding us, and he has to hit us in our heart, right? He has to be like, do you not have faith in your Father? And I think when Lori and I, whenever Jesus says stuff like that, it definitely hits Lori and I in the heart, and I think in a good way, in a loving way. And to be like, hey, I care about you. I love you. You need to check in with yourself. Like, you're allowing the enemy to run your life. And I think so many of us in this world, again, Lori and I were guilty of this. We're not trying to make anyone feel bad. We're just sharing what realizations we came to pass it on to help somebody. But so many of us are allowing other people, other industries, like, I, you know, just allowing the world to determine our worth, to determine how my life's gonna be.
Yeah.
And I think it's just something for us all to consider.
The other thing I just want to take away from this, like, why do you have so little faith? I also made note of that we learned and really sat with more, is that you can't have faith and worry together.
I actually wrote that in my Bible.
They can't go together. So basically what Jesus is reminding of is all this worry about the food we're eating, the drinks we're having, are we gonna have all that stuff, the clothes we're wearing. That worry about all that stuff is separating us from God, and that's creating doubt in us, and that's destroying our faith and our provider and our Heavenly Father. So Jesus is just, I think he brought this awareness to them back then, but also I think it's very relevant for us today in age because of what we said about the diet industry. It's been, I feel, it's corrupted by the enemy because it's making us all focus on more of such earthly things versus the more
spiritual things. Well, even the fitness industry, like, we've done past posts and stuff about how Lori and I, we've wanted to be lean, and we got lean, and we still weren't happy, and it was, again, because the world makes you feel like you're missing out, like, you don't look like this, there's something wrong with you, because, and then Lori and I realized it's because we weren't rooted in the world, we weren't aware of some of the other scriptures, because Lori and I know there's other scriptures, we know there's some people like, you guys forgot about this verse or whatever, but we are aware that there's other scriptures that kind of support these claims. We just really wanted to focus on what we've been learning in Matthew. So we weren't rooted in the word, and remembering that we were made in God's image. Like, we kind of were aware of it, but we weren't, like, rooted in it. It wasn't, like, a truth that was really dominant in our mind.
We were very easily taken over by the enemy.
So I just pass it along to you, like, again, not to pastor, but just to remind you, remember,
I actually
created you.
I just remembered. I have, you know, Sean and I have certain scriptures laying around our house to, that not only that we're working on memorizing, but I think in these moments,
we need reminders too.
In the world we live in, your eyes need to be reminded of what to focus on. So I actually had this on a note card.
And real quickly, before she shares what's on it, or last week we shared about how our life is different out of law of attraction, and we in the past would have note cards of affirmations around, and now we've turned it to be in scriptures. And I just want to mention up that it's still important to have little reminders around, because there's so many temptations and things that are going to make us lose our focus, turn our focus off the Lord. Yeah. But
What all those reminders are, though? Are they on your power and what you can do, or is it on your Heavenly Father?
What we realized was when we focused so much on the I am, we still want to, all of us, we still believe, even as Christians, to have that sense of confidence that I am beautiful, I am strong, because that helps you not allow the world to bring you down. So those are still important, but it's more the idea, like, they remind us that it's all on our shoulders. And I feel like, again, this is where the freedom and comfort and strength comes from, is when we realize, no, we got a big God.
So I remind you, like, just put this in. Again, I have it down here in my kitchen area, just reminder of this scripture. I wrote down a little bit of the scripture, then I also wrote down a little bit of a key takeaway message, reminding us that God knows what I need all the time. He knows it before I even know it. So I do not need to worry, but I do need to come to him and pray for, ask for help or guidance. I just need to focus on not worrying. And so we have passed it on to you. I feel like it's important, if you are somebody who is still in the midst of not being so focused on the earthly needs around food and your body and your clothes, you have to rely on God to give you the strength and the wisdom to get you through it and to see it differently. And so that's why I think it's important to have the scripture around on top of that. And I remember, like, the other thing we wanted to talk about here before we end out with the last juicy stuff from Jesus is, in the world we live in now, it's not, and Michelle said, talked a little bit about this earlier, there's still people out there that have more struggle with having the funds and the money or the food to get the worry about. But the other worry I think more of us have is too many choices. We have, God has blessed us with abundance of choices. The thing that I think that all of us are now worried about, Michelle and I are guilty of this, and that's why we bring this up, is we are constantly thinking about the choices we're making. Is it a good choice or is it a bad choice? And let us know down below if you dealt with this as well.
Especially related to food. Good food, bad food. Yes. Lauren and I talked before how you have to kind of remove
those
choices.
Labels. I wrote my note card, I reminded myself. It's the choices now that we have that's causing now this worry. And I know that's how Michelle and I were. We went through years, should we eat this or not eat this? Should we, you know, work out for this amount of time or not this? Do we do this and not do this? Do we avoid this food?
How much cardio? Do we do? How much strength training?
Do we macro count or do we fast? And, like, all these different things.
Like, I still feel like there's nothing wrong with planning. Like, even, like, with the money, like, God still, it's okay to like plan and save and do things like that. And even
with
your food,
like, constant worry that you're doing.
It's the obsessive part where you cannot stop and you feel like your whole life is wrapped up in this one choice.
Something for all of us to just be more mindful of and not make it a big thing. Because Jesus here is telling us that's not where you should be putting your focus on. That's not what we need to be working on.
But do remember God's grace. Yes. Jesus is aware of this. We have to make sure that we're not trying to be perfect here. Like Laura and I, perfection, there's no such thing as perfection, even with the food and diet industry and the way your body looks. Like Laura and I still have imperfections on our body. It may not always come across in videos and stuff, but we still have issues. And so I just want to remind you of, it's not the pursuit of perfection, because God is only the one that's perfect. It's, remember, we live within His grace. So we strive, like we talked about before in previous videos, like we strive to be a better person, strive to be like Jesus, but also we also know, and He gives us the grace and mercy anew every day, because He knows we're not going to be that way, and that's okay. And that's okay.
And then going in further, so after this, why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will you eat? Mm-hmm. What will you drink? What will you wear? These things dominate the thoughts of the unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows your needs. So before we dive into the last bit of what we think Jesus is reminding us of here, this too, it just goes back to what we were just saying. It's the dominant thoughts that all of us have is what Jesus is really concerned about. Why are we putting so much stress and worry and anxiety around these thoughts of these simple things of the food and the eating? And it goes back to what we said earlier. The way the world is, our eyes have been blinded to what really has been important. And it's just been passed down through years after years, and things have changed. And now we have even more people coming
talking
out, you should eat this
and
way and don't eat this way. Oh, this is the best way to eat. No, this is the best way to eat. So it's very challenging. That's why we now say, and our advice to you is, turn to God for it. If you don't know what to eat, if you don't know if you should go keto or if you should do intermittent fasting or whatever, go to God. He's the only, he says, He already knows what you need. So He knows what you need to help you with whatever you're trying to do. So we say, turn to God, do your best to, and Sean, I doesn't know why I'm saying it, to do your best not to worry again about what the world is doing. Folk, always turn to God for your guidance on what to do. And remind of the scripture, we do not need to worry because God cares for us so much and He cares for you so much that He's concerned about you. And that He's going to provide for you. And if we can all remember that character quality of God, that He provides for us as He provides for the birds in this world.
And I think it's also important because diet is such a big, like, what, you know, how do you eat? What do you eat? And I think this also is reminding us that to help you not to be obsessed to a task way of eating, there are so many different ways out there. And I still to this day do not feel one way is the right way to eat for everybody. I still believe dieting and even the way you approach your fitness and stuff and even your beauty routines.
Personal.
That's why there is variety out there, because it goes back to God knows each of us individual needs, and He knows this way of eating, this type of food is best for you and your lifestyle and where you live or whatever. So just trust in that. Like, don't obsess over, oh, I'm not following the latest trend in diet. This works for me and I'm gonna stick to it. Stick to it. Like, trust in God. He knows what you need. And if it lines with God and you feel good about it and all those things, like, it's really, you have to just check yourself. Wait, am I feeling the pressure of the world? Again, this is something that we have to be in check of daily, because coming out of the diet industry, coming out of the fitness obsession world, but still into wellness, still into taking care of ourselves, it just check-ins to ourselves. We have to be as well. And I also pass this on a reminder of, we also have to find a new sense of freedom and a release of pressure around food, because, like, and I feel like also relates into money here, because some superfoods that people claim you got to be eating all these vitamins, all these things you should be taking to be your healthiest self, can make you not only worry about that, but then the money aspect. You have two things that you're worrying about here that clearly Jesus knows that go hand in hand here. But I think it's also when Lou and I realized, wait, do we really need to be eating that superfood? Like, really? Is that just the world trying to make us feel that way? And I think it's given us such a new, and not saying that we still don't enjoy certain things, and that's going to be different for us all, but I share that to remind you, because don't feel bad if you see this person enjoying this superfood or this organic-y food and you can't afford it or you don't have access to it. I don't want you to feel bad about that, because really it's going to be different for us all. And as long as, again, you are not putting that item up here, you're going to be okay. Like, I think it's also Jesus reminding us, like, the food is not the most important thing. Your life is in God's hand, and you have to trust that. And I think that's also what he's saying. It's like, and that verse, I think he put in there to really hit all of us, especially believers, like saying that worrying about all those things is really for the unbelievers. And coming from girls that worried and stressed over this, we're like, ouch, sorry, Jesus, you know? And like, but I just also, I hope that gives you a sense of a new level of peace and freedom in Jesus, that you don't need to worry about the nit and grannies of organic
should I put salt on this or should I not put salt on this?
Like some of the little things. I just hope that gives a little new level of peace and comfort to you that we have found back in the loving care of Jesus. So.
Okay, girls. So Michelle and I just had something else come through us as we were working out. We wanted to talk about them real quickly about the body, because it does tie into all the stuff that we kind of said about food, but you can relate it because Jesus also mentioned the body in that word
about your body. Yeah, and we know today's world, body image issues, because Laura and I struggle with it, and being girls and still living in this world, it's still something we all have to be aware of and check. And so we hope by us sharing this will help remind you of that. God made you as you, and when we focus so much on that hunt for the perfect body, which there is no such thing, as Laura and I got to our leanest moments, which we talked about before, it only what leaves you for more. You never really truly feel satisfied. And remember, Jesus told us again, we should not be living on bread alone, but the word of God. So that goes back to show even the hunt for the perfect body is not going to get you the result or the way you feel, what you think long term. It might, in that moment, you might feel really good. You might feel like, oh my gosh, I like the way I look. And it's not saying that Jesus isn't saying we don't feel that you can't or you shouldn't take care of your body, because I feel like being lazy is just as bad as doing be obsessive. It's really like we said, even with food, finding that balance where your focus
is
on God, not so much what does my body look like.
That's what I was gonna say. I think also what Jesus is getting at here when he says,
which is hard to do in this world.
Yeah, do not worry about your food and your body and stuff, because I think what he's getting at, because when we do that, he knows that. Remember, because he knows our thoughts and what we struggle with.
Yeah.
It becomes consuming, and when you're so consumed about your body and what it looks like and what's it doing and what you're wearing and all that stuff, it literally separates you in so many different levels in your life, within yourself, with God, with loved ones. I remember during those moments, like our family never knew what to really say to Michelle, and I never knew what we're going to be eating or not be eating. So it was always like very awkward situations. And I think that's what Jesus is really concerned about. Again, he's always coming to the heart issue. So he's really concerned about, where's all of our focuses? Where's all of our priorities?
Yeah.
Why is it so much into the food and the body and what you're wearing versus God and what God
is. And I think also we can look back and reflect, not only our obsession around food, all concerned about that, but even with your body, you're constantly worrying about your body image. Should you be eating that? Should you not be eating that? Should you need to go to the gym? And also going back to God's God relationships, that is also not only is it destroying your relationship with yourself and God, as I was saying, but it's destroying what you're enjoying, what God has given you.
Yeah.
You're not enjoying it. Lord, I can definitely reflect back that we were in dark times. I was completely depressed. I probably was not a very nice person to be around back then, because I was so consumed of myself and not really truly loving and embracing what God did give for me around me and truly enjoy. And we just pass it on to you. We know that the struggle is real, and it is going
to
be probably a struggle.
We'll have to do more follow-ups on body image, because I think there's a lot more, Michelle, and I really want to get across, especially since majority of you that follow us are girls, and
maybe came from the background like us of over exercising.
And some of you are moms like me and have kids, like you want to make sure that they grow up with a stronger rooted image of themselves and who they really are. And especially for me, I want my kids to never lose that rootedness in Christ like I did, where they don't feel like they have to turn to the diet to make them fit in. They already fit in, and God has already set them apart. So it's just other things like that. I think Michelle and I will have to do other videos on that, because I think we could talk a long time.
Yeah, because I'm already thinking like, we should say this, I need to say this. So we just want you to do what Jesus did, saying here, do not worry about your body. And we believe that's highly related to your body image.
Yeah.
And the hunt is to be lean, to lose weight, whatever it is for you. And it's not saying you can't still attain those goals. It's just really being careful.
Just don't make that the only goal.
Yeah, you're what are you truly focusing on? And are you leaving space for God? If you want the show notes to this episode, make sure you head over to purelytwins.com. And if you're watching this over on YouTube, we'll give the links down below as well. But on the podcast, head over to purelytwins.com to get the show notes and links. If you want to join Lori and I in workouts or join Lori and I in our Bible studies, we would love to have you to go on this journey
with us. All are welcome from any level, anything. All are welcome. And just want to say thank you guys. We appreciate you guys so much for watching this all the way to the end and listening to what Michelle and I have to say, what's speaking through us
from Jesus. It's just been very powerful messages for us, and we know we pray that a lot of you get what you needed out of this as well, that it changes your own heart and maybe helps you to stop worrying and stop stressing over about certain things in your life. And only God knows where that is in your life, and I hope that this video kind of directs that path towards you. And obviously, we hope that our video puts you back to Jesus, points your eyes back to Jesus, that He provided such great knowledge and wisdom and help, that He is the source. We want you to turn and open your Bible and reread this. And now that you kind of have this side of it, like, we encourage you to go back again with Jesus and ask Him else what else He needs to open your eyes else to.
Yeah, I just add one last thing about how we shared also in that law of attraction, how we have this new level of peace. The same type of peace we have overcome us when we come to approaching food in our body and overall just wellness. And we hope you can find that too in your own journey when you dive deeper, and that truly when you turn your focus on God and less of your of the world in terms of worrying and stressing about food, worrying and stressing about your clothes and your body and stuff, that truly is a new level of peace and comfort. Because I feel like the world, we put so much pressure on us, and that creates the anxiety in us, right? And Jesus saying, hey, if you turn your focus on me, that kind of goes away.
I'll help take care of
it. So I hope you can find that in your own journey. We'll pray about all you guys. Again, thank you so much for being here. We love you guys so much, and we will chat with you guys soon.